Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yep.
Yo.
How you going?
Do you work here?
Yes.
I was just... I want these shoes, but they're not on my size.
They're not on your size?
No.
What do you want me to do about it?
I don't really like this passive-aggressive attitude.
Good, dude.
Are you okay?
Fuck you. No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not okay.
Hey,
I've been in lockdown.
Hey. I'm the regional manager. What's going on here?
This fucking employee right here was shit-talking me for requesting a different size of shoe.
We don't have to curse.
Yeah, you got a really aggressive attitude.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
You're really aggressive. You're being really aggressive and you're being mean. And it hurts me. I'm in a fragile place right now.
Yeah. Hey, he was sitting here mimicking me as if I...
You're mimicking me.
Oh. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yo, I bet you won't hit him.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
I bet you won't hit him, world star.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Misfits podcast. Just a little bit of improv for you guys there. Whatever.
Yeah. There's a bit of improv there.
I'm joined today by my co-host, Toby.
Hi, I'm Toby.
Yep. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Yep.
Yeah, what's behind the doors?
My sister's behind room you. And my garage.
Hmm.
That's quite the 50-50.
I mean, yeah. I could have made a bit out of that, but
I didn't think about that.
And I just said what it is.
Yeah, so now we know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right.
Well. Swagger's here.
Hey, I found my label maker.
So you did. Well, I can see you're labeled yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Balaclava Swagger Souls. I actually didn't know your first name until now.
Yeah. People thought it was Horace.
People thought it was Eric.
Yeah, that too. It just turns out it's balaclava.
Yeah.
Because you came out of the womb with the balaclava on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mashed up.
Oh, I thought that was just a birthmark. What the fuck?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Matt's here.
Hey. I'm here.
And I'm here.
You're here.
Hey, guys.
Wait, who are you?
You may remember me from earlier.
Do we?
Yep.
I don't know.
You got amnesia, bro.
I said you may. You may or you may not. You may wake up one day and not remember anything at all. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
You may wake up one day and you're a totally different person, but you have the memories of your entire life. But yes, just yesterday you were someone else with the memories of a different life. Ever think about that?
Not really.
How do you really know what happened yesterday? How do you really know what happens when you go to sleep?
True. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. How do you know you just didn't wake up in this body like last night and just had all that person's last memories?
How do you know anything at all?
Yeah, what if you were like just made by a Subway sandwich maker that makes humans? You ever think about that?
That's just fucking insane. So I don't know about that one, Toby.
sorry.
It's just freaking me out.
Yeah, bunch of like, alien entities going to the human way, fucking the hum way. Line up. Yeah, can I get one with daddy issues and
I was thinking daddy issues too. Maybe it's a good choice.
Yeah. It's like the salt and pepper option at the end. You guys get sprinkled in there.
Do you want daddy issues?
Oh, please, bro. Yeah, please. I would love some. What's up, guys? We're here. It's us. It's four of the misfits being misfits, not fitted in anywhere at all.
Not really.
We're in our second week of lockdown here in Melbourne, but we don't want to talk about COVID. Come on. You know?
No.
Yeah. We want to talk about that.
Kind of like a news podcast. I got a news article here. I just want to read it to you guys, okay? Is that okay?
Well, you can.
Yeah. Wait,
did I even start recording? I totally did. Oh, thank God.
Okay. Well, that would have been.
Go. So, that would have been so bad.
So there's this very famous NFL player called Troy Aikman. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him.
And Troy Aikman recently revealed that a fellow player once put his penis on his shoulder.
Hmm.
And apparently he used to walk around the locker room and just jack off in front of the players and say, quote, "You know you want to suck this."
Toby, when you said he puts his penis on his shoulder, I'm going to be honest. I imagined that it was just one man with a very long penis.
Well, apparently,
he just flung it over his own shoulder.
Apparently, it was a very large penis, but no, on other people's shoulders.
Wait, so he would, so what, while they were sitting down, he would just pop his cock on their shoulder?
Apparently, sometimes he would put it in their pockets as he was walking around the locker room. So apparently he was a very well-endowed man and just wanted to flex that and say things like, yeah, you know you want to suck this. Apparently one time in a meeting, he started masturbating and talking graphically about some of the other players' wives.
Shit. We got to step up our meetings.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome. Wait, so
is this just new information that's just come out, or is this an old article? Like, what is?
Well, it's actually from 2015. But I've only just realized
this. This up now.
I just came across it. And
it's
from 2015.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Is all true?
I just thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, that is terrible and hilarious.
Yeah.
How did the other players feel about this? Do you have any idea?
Well, they hated it, but apparently he was like a big, scary man. And they were just
the cock that big? Yeah, he probably would be scary, bro.
A big, scary football player who also had a huge cock. It's so kind of intimidating.
Like, that's funny.
They're all like, maybe stop, though. But I'm not going to actually do anything about it.
I feel like if I was sitting down and somebody put their cock on my shoulder, I'd just grab it and fucking yank it as hard as I could, like to the point where like it could sprain something, right? Well,
what if he was like edging and that's what put him over the edge, is you pulling it? Then he'd be stuck with that memory knowing you got him off.
Well, I'd probably grab it and then like spin him around like how fathers do with their sons with their hands. They like spin around in a circle, but I do that with his cock, like a flail, like a medieval flail.
Do you think you could actually? This is such a
about to get medieval.
I'm
this
sorry.
Conversation.
I'm sorry
Go
for
on.
This question. Basically, I'm sorry. If you think if you like span someone around quick enough when they had an erection, that you could actually like remove the cum from that dick with pure centrifugal force.
Probably not the cum, but probably the blood. Probably make him go flaccid.
All the blood from their body just...
Oh, yeah. I wonder what it would feel like if someone's dick went flaccid in your hand. like you're holding it, it's hard, and then it slowly gets flaccid while you're still holding it. What does that feel like?
Make me feel insecure, personally.
The balloon deflating.
Not a great job at all. Here I am trying to suck the soul out of this man's penis, and he's deflating in my very hand. It's not a good sign. It's not a good way to start an evening.
I think your problem there is you're trying to suck the soul out of him, but it's in your hand for some reason.
Right. Right. Well, it's a precursor to the sucking.
Pre-cum.
I don't suck cock. I just want to put that out there. Like, I've never sucked a cock. I have no problem with sucking cock, but I just don't personally engage in it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can. Is that just for the podcast, right?
This is just for me, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, see, I thought the Misfits, they have a rainbow logo. I thought this was a gay podcast.
No.
Oh, this is
No one's actually gay, except you. You're kind of gay.
Kind of gay.
Yeah. You're like a confusing kind of gay, though.
Yeah.
You're an ambiguous kind of gay.
Yeah. Ironically. Did you know that there was a Florida man that tried
to... ironic about it? Sorry, go on.
There was a. Have you ever heard of like you know Subway Surfers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get jump on the train and ride it, right? A Florida man rode an 18-wheeler, like a big semi truck, down the highway, like he was standing on it, like he was surfing. What are your thoughts on that?
Was someone in the driver like driving it around?
What the fuck? Isn't there a video game that you do that? You jump on trucks and
being
shit?
Being driven. Yeah.
The fuck?
Okay.
I feel like I like to imagine right now that like I'm a very important like person at a company and I'm being interviewed by a bunch of reporters, but they're just asking like really obscure questions that don't relate to my profession or anything about me at all.
Well, one of my favorite things to do is say some bullshit and then go think about it.
What are your thoughts on that?
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, my thoughts are, well, first of all, that's epic.
It's kind of
cool.
Sick, right?
It's kind of sick. Like he rode that bitch for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he got arrested.
Oh.
Yeah. But How long did it take until the driver wisened up and realized he had a man, a parasite?
Well, okay, so it was actually, he walked down it onto the hood. Because you know how on American trucks, they have the big flat hood at the front instead of it just being flat like that? It's like that way. So he climbed down and onto the hood so that he was just in vision of the driver.
Yeah, making eye contact with the driver.
Yeah. He was also wearing a sports bra and some underwear and nothing else.
Sounds like Florida. It's pretty shit.
Yeah, it sounds like Florida with PCP is sprinkled in there.
Yeah, probably.
Fuck. Was that the drug that makes you just want to take PCP. Your clothes off and run around naked? Is that PCP
one
that
of
does
them.
That?
No, it's that's one of many.
Yeah.
What does PCP feel like? Also, does anyone actually know what PCP is? What does that stand for? Like, I always hear about PCP. I've talked about it.
What is PCP?
But I actually don't know. I don't know what it is.
PCP is phencyclidine or phenylcyclohexyl piperidine, also known
that
as angel dust.
Up. I'll take two of those.
Angel dust. That's what angel dust is. Okay.
Mm. It's pretty fucked up. It's a pretty fucked up. It's a dissociative and a hallucinogen, which is just not what you want.
And most people in reasonable doses, it doesn't make you get naked, lift cars, or eat people.
Aww.
Unless you have latent schizophrenia or took too much / combine it with other drugs. It's really rare. Huh.
I mean, I still would never try it.
I feel like the fact they're saying those things means it might happen. I wasn't asking those.
The question wasn't precursed with like, does it make you get naked and lift cars and eat people? And yet this person has felt the need to clarify that it doesn't in fact do that.
No, don't worry.
Look,
you're
not going to
eat anyone's face. That's fine.
I think
there was a dude that was on PCP that like literally fucking attacked a homeless guy and started eating his face.
If you do enough PCP, you probably just turn into a zombie.
True.
Well, homeless people do have the most delicious faces.
I could just eat them.
It's like an aged meat.
It's cured.
It's cured.
It's cured with like the scents and smells of the city. Just baked in.
Okay. I've got a hypothetical for you. All right. Okay.
Oh, no.
If you and your friend, you're a couple, right? You both had guns and you're holding up a Pizza Hut, what would you steal?
Pizza.
Okay. What type of pizza?
All of it.
All of it. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Matt, what would you
just
steal?
Do the pepperoni.
The register?
Oh, that's smart.
Like a trick question.
The register, no
so
money
confused.
In it?
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a Pizza Hut. They don't have no money. No one goes there anymore. You're right. You probably get more for the pizzas.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Well, but the pizzas are only good one for like a day.
I just give them to homeless people.
You just got day old pizza.
I'm like Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, stealing from the poor and giving to the poor.
Well,
this is like a really big pizza franchise, perhaps.
That's true. Is Pizza Hut like just dead now, or is it still a thing?
It's still a thing,
but it's like just not
it's
good.
It's not a thing here.
Well,
is it?
A South Carolina couple stole a single Pepsi at gunpoint from a Pizza Hut.
Was it at least like a 2-liter, or was it like just a regular sized?
I don't know the sizing. All I know is it was a single Pepsi, and I feel like the sizing.
It doesn't really matter. It was a 2 liters or if it was a single can. It's still kind of a weird thing to steal.
Right. But that's what makes it that much more petty. It's funny ass. Just imagine stealing a can of soda.
They didn't only steal the Pepsi though, guys. You know what else they stole?
The hearts of the misfits.
They stole the show.
I know exactly what happened. A friend tipped him off and they said, yo, I know this place you can go to. You rob him at gunpoint. You can steal a bunch of Coke from him. They go in, they're like, hey, give me your Coke. And they're like, oh, is Pepsi okay?
Probably.
Yeah,
it's probably true.
Yeah, that's probably
it. Out. Dude,
sounds
like South Carolina.
You guys actually like Pepsi more than Coke?
Pepsi Max.
I like Coke.
Pepsi Max.
Pepsi's for the Russians. It's for the commies.
Why?
It was like the standard drink back in the 80s.
I thought they drink
Russia.
Coke. That's red.
No.
What?
They were all Pepsi, apparently.
Yeah.
It was like a big thing in the 80s. My dad would talk to me about it.
I don't really taste much difference. I'm going to be completely real with you. I've consumed both recently.
It's like really, really slight.
I think if you take both of them and like let them like go flat and then taste it, it's like very minuscule. If you'd be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. What is your... I mean, does anyone here really drink soda? I mean...
I drink gamer subs.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Code Misfits.
10%
off. 10%
off.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, soda is bad for you as fuck. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even taste that good. Once you stop drinking it, whenever you have it again, you're kind of like, ugh.
It's really sweet.
This. For
it's
me,
pretty
at
gross.
Yeah.
Just, it's like syrup in a can.
I hate drinking
like shit.
I hate drinking Coke and like my teeth get sticky.
Yeah,
it just sucks. Fucking hated. Mm-hmm.
Well, Toby, you drink a shit ton of energy drinks.
Not anymore. I genuinely drink water and Gamer Subs now.
Oh, good. Thank God. Yeah. Yeah. I remember one time you were drinking like 2 monsters, 3 monsters. Sometimes just constant. You just were on an IV drip for Monster Energy.
IV, yeah.
What were those other ones? Bangs?
Oh, Bangs are fucking disgusting.
Yeah, how much? Isn't that like 3 monsters or something crazy? Oh, or some shit like that?
Dicks.
Dude,
I remember Bucks telling me his story when he was like working with him or whatever. He was at some kind of convention. This was like last year before all the COVID shit. And there was a fuck ton of people like for Bang, and it was like supermodels and bikinis and like really ripped fucking like buff guys. And they were just sitting there with all the energy drinks, and they were just going bang, 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 bang like that for like 5 minutes. And they were all coked up and shit. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And he said, yeah, it was pretty fucking epic.
Mm.
Yeah. I thought I shared that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That is actually pretty epic.
That's pretty epic.
Just imagine what a bunch of fucking models and really buff people just screaming bang.
It's such a bizarre thing that they go to these gaming conventions and stuff, and they're like, you know what we need is hot women and muscly men to sell our energy drink.
Well, you got to think about the female gamers and the gay gamers. Mm-hmm. A lot of gay gamers out there, you know? I mean, it makes sense.
Like,
sex sells,
maybe,
right?
Maybe if I drink Bang, I'll look like him, you know?
It's like, drink Bang, they'll finally like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
they get in with the popular
with
kids.
That's the missing ingredient in your life.
Kids over at the Bang tent.
That's all you needed.
All the cool kids over at the Bang tent. God, I want to hang sit at their lunch table.
Yeah, bang with that's the bang true. Bros. All right, now I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried it. It tastes like petrol.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, most energy drinks taste pretty bad, in my opinion.
Like not this one.
Campus. I don't know. Not well. This isn't really an energy drink, you know. In my opinion, this is
that's just God's a tasty nectar. Drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gamer Subs is God's nectar. That's actually how they make it. They just, I don't know.
Do you guys know about that nightclub?
I'm just
in Germany?
Stop before I start.
What was that?
That nightclub in Germany that's really, really hard to get into.
I've no
streamers and YouTubers have been like they have that. They made this this website where you can, it like uses your camera and your webcam and you interview with the bouncer, like you talk to the bouncer, but it's like fake, it's AI, but it uses like your face twitches and the way you speak to tell if you're lying or not. And basically it's to train you to be able to get into this really exclusive nightclub. And it's this like nightclub in Germany that doesn't let any tourists in or anything. And if you go in there, your phone has to, like they put tape over the camera on your phone and stuff so you can't film, and if they catch you with the tape off, they instantly kick you out. And it's like this nightclub that is purely about privacy, and because it started as like a little like place where it was like a gay club back in a time when that like wasn't really okay, so it was like a place where gay men could go and do whatever they want and not have anyone look at them, but it's evolved into this like cult thing where everyone wants to get into this club in Germany, but nobody can get in. And now they've got this fucking website where you can interview with the bouncer.
That's insane.
But the bouncers are like these terrifying looking dudes with like tattoos all over their face and shit, because they're just meant to be there to keep people out, and apparently they're very strict about it.
Wait, so you interview them like on camera on the website, or
it's like
to get in?
It's like AI, I think. So you interview on the website and it uses your camera, and it will ask you the questions that the bouncers ask you, like, are you a tourist? Do you live here and stuff? But apparently the website has an algorithm that can tell if you're lying or like try to tell if you're lying and figure out if your answers are like good enough to let you into the nightclub.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Imagine if you had Tourette's, dude, and you just fucking fail every time.
I swear I'm from Germany. Just like, you are a lying piece of shit. Just let you in. Yeah. I mean, that sounds cool. I like the idea of a totally private nightclub.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be pretty, it seems like a cool vibe to know
apparently
that no one's got the camera.
Wild. Apparently, yeah. When it first started, they would do like, just like the most insane. Oh, and another crazy part about it is that it opens like on Friday night and then closes at like in the AMs, like really early morning on Monday, and it's open for all of it. So it's not like it's open every night. It's open for the whole weekend.
So if you wanted, you could just have an absolute bender.
Yeah, you can. They have places where you can sleep and all this shit. It's like crazy. It
sounds like a classy version of
Rubs. Just massive benders. I don't know if it's classy.
I mean, compared to Rebs here, yeah. That's the only other place that's opened all weekend. I mean, any place is classy compared to Rebs.
Is Rebs actually open like consistently, like
yeah,
every
that's
hour
the stick
of the
it,
weekend?
It's open the entire weekend and doesn't close.
Wait, that's legal?
It's was
one of the only
open.
Ones that does it.
Oh,
it was open. I mean, obviously things are different.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Rebs.
I remember
when the restrictions get lifted, it's going to be hectic there. That place is fucked, but I kind of almost want to go just to see it like the day of.
What, the German place?
No, Revs. Place in Melbourne.
Guys, for those of you who don't know, Revs is a local club in Melbourne. It's basically like the go-to degenerate club.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's so
just,
scuffed.
Last time
it.
I went there, it was just a bunch of people fucking gagging, just chewing on their lips and fucking like flailing their arms on the dance floor to repetitive music.
It's the best.
So like there's two separate rooms. There's like a calm bar upstairs. And then there's like another dark room where it's just like playing nothing but bass in like a completely blacked out place.
You missed the most important room. It's fucking smokers, dude. The smokers
room.
Yeah,
the smokers
den
downstairs.
That's where you find all the characters. It's where you find all the crazy guys that are completely ganked out of their mind. They're like, oh, you go to seek? You go to seek?
Well, they're all crazy.
Yeah, they're all fucking.
The smokers area is just where you can actually hear them talking over the loud music.
It's pretty fucking great.
Yeah, my favorite room is the bathroom where a bunch of people spend way too much time in there hoping that they can get a free bump of coke. That's the best place. you just wait around being like, oh man, I really got to pee. Oh no, you go first. This person is me, by the way. I'm this guy. Okay. In the rest bathroom. I'm kidding. I miss clubbing. I miss going out. Mm-hmm. God damn. I mean, so does everyone, right? So it's kind of a redundant thing to say, but we may never ever go outside again.
True.
That's where
what?
I'm at.
Not true.
Mentally.
Not
we may
true.
Never go outside again.
No, well, I'll be stuck with gamer tans.
Don't say such a thing.
Yo, how realistic is it that a giant meteor will hit Earth in our lifetime?
Very, very unrealistic.
Damn it.
Doesn't Earth pass through a meteor belt like twice a year or something?
Yeah, dude.
There was Graham Hancock, the Göbekli Tepe guy from that's been on the Joe Rogan podcast a few times. He talks about how we like pass through this huge asteroid belt twice a year or something. Mm. And that it's like just crazy that we haven't hit one recently.
Yeah, apparently there was supposed to be a giant asteroid hit Earth that we, or like it gets within like a dangerous.
It's
like a couple hundred thousand kilometers. Which is like pretty close, because you know you have to put it into perspective of like, you know, an astronomical scale. Very close. It's very close impact, which, you know, and we have like NASA fucking monitoring all the asteroids that could possibly hit us and stuff like that.
What would they do if an asteroid was going to hit Earth? Would they actually do it like the movies, like fucking shoot a nuke at it or some shit?
Nah, the nuke is kind of like, the nuke would, you'd have to have like a good amount of nuclear warheads, and it'd have to detonate.
Drill it and then
it'd have to detonate. You don't want to blow it up. You want to blow up the nuke near it as early as you can, so that way the force could push it off course. So that way it won't hit Earth. They also have ideas to like land a rover and have, well, not a rover, but like a spacecraft with big thrusters. They land onto the meteor, they lock themselves in, and then they go full thrust, and then that changes the trajectory very, very early on. So that way it's not even a threat.
Oh, that's boring. Wow. If I can shoot a nuke at it and blow it up, that'd be sick.
Matt, we want you in charge.
What's like our greatest threat? I'll make sure it's done right.
What's the greatest threat from space to Earth, like in our lifetime?
Aliens.
Like, solar flare, maybe?
Probably a solar flare.
Oh, almost yeah. Definitely, definitely do for
almost one. Almost definitely like a large-scale solar flare that completely fries the electrical grid.
Apparently, they're prepared for that shit. At like power stations, they know when they're coming and they like shut everything down just in case.
They'll fucking shut everything off because if things are running, it gets fried. But if everything's off, then it's fine. So they have like an advance notice. I think, you know, it's like 8 minutes from when we would detect a solar flare. And then it's just like, okay, red alert. And then, you know, for 10 probably be a couple of hours. And then they assess the damage and then they let everything back up. But, you know, there's like reserve generators and shit in case that does happen. But if you're caught off guard with your pants down, like probably a good fucking 100,000 people would die in a week without power and like electricity and modes of transport and everything
Don't
like that.
They say it would take like months or almost a year to like fix everything if one did hit us, like a proper big one.
Yeah, to completely redo the infrastructure. Yeah.
Hmm.
Just imagine like the state of people if the internet was basically it was non-existent for
imagine
like,
this pandemic without the internet.
Oh my god.
Knock on wood,
like this
knock
is
on
the
wood,
only
boys,
thing that's
on
keeping
wood.
People on.
It's also fueling so much though. Like this pandemic has fueled so much cancel culture and stuff like that.
You think it's fueled cancel culture?
Yeah, 100%. I think there's so many people that
haven't seen anything
sitting on Reddit. Like searching for stuff. Well, I mean, like towards the beginning, it was worse than it is now. But I remember like there was the Shane Dawson stuff and there was people were trying to, there was a few other people. Like it just was a lot of people getting canceled at the same time, which wasn't like that normal. And it felt like it was just people hunting for stuff because they were bored.
Well, yeah, that's what it always is.
Yeah. Bored or frustrated.
Yeah.
I guess that probably makes sense. Yeah. You can just sense like an overall bleakness. I feel a bleakness in the comment sections on forums worldwide. It's just like people just feels quite despondent out there. It's not a good feeling. I don't know. It's crazy. If there was no internet though, it would obviously be even worse because people would be suffering in silence. People would be, I don't know. The internet is such a part of our lives in so many ways, even just for like mode of transport, even for things like food, shopping, everything. If there was no internet, all of a sudden, I don't know how people would cope.
I
would be really interesting to see how it would affect society.
People wouldn't be able to.
I don't know. Maybe it would. A lot of people would probably result in a coming together of communities, a closeness in person, perhaps.
Not right now. Yeah, but if there was no pandemic, if the internet was just shut off. Yeah, I feel like there'd be a lot more community-based thing. People would go out more.
Like, do you think that if the internet just disappeared, let's just say it just packs its bags and leaves and we don't know how to get it back and there's no international network anymore, if within like a few months, how do you think it would feel on the streets walking around? Do you think people would be like talking to each other more, just like generally becoming more involved in the lives of people that they
it's just some guy on a soapbox in the street with a sign like cancel Shane Dawson, fuck this guy.
That's a very funny comparison. It's very funny to imagine people complaining about celebrities without the internet, right?
Like actually going out in person
on Twitter
with
just be standing outside with like megaphones or something from balconies.
Like there's people have you can have so much confidence in what you output into the world on the internet because of the fact that you're anonymous, right? Or that you don't have to say anything to anyone's face. Man, it'd be completely different in person. Completely different. Cancel culture in person. I would love to see that.
Oh yeah.
People marching. Bunch of like little hardcore fans getting together in like little communities talking about it obsessively. And they'd be like, all right, we're gonna do a march because we hate this guy.
It's like bringing it back to the 1980s. It's like literally like fan clubs. Literally, like you meet up to talk about like your favorite celebrity or your favorite show. It's like a book club. It's like what Karens do.
The
Karen cancel club.
When you think about times like the 70s and the 80s, when I don't know, like American Hollywood culture is really starting to thrive a lot. Rock stars, actors, like huge names, like huge celebrities are really starting to become a massive part of American culture. I mean, it was like that before that as well, yeah. But like it really started accelerating from the 60s onwards, I feel. Mm-hmm. During that time without the internet, it must be so crazy to be those people.
Yeah.
It must have been so crazy.
As you being like a Trekkie.
A Trekkie?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, a
people
fan
were
of
really
Star
into Star Trek. Like going to those conventions, mm. like the prototypical neckbeard.
Mm. Well, I'm talking about like from the perspective of the celebrities themselves, mm. you know, to be involved in this kind of weird, elite, hyper successful, hyper famous circle of people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't have to deal with this constant like circle of rumors from the internet. You don't have to deal with, I mean, there's paparazzi and things like that, of course, but right. it was probably a lot more manageable back then when not everyone had a camera and not everyone, you know, just would have been such a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah. God knows how much shit those fuckers got up to back in those days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this,
that would have never seen the light of day.
That's like insane. Their reputation, you know? They're known, yeah. like the rock and roll world was known for being fucking wild.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like it's the internet in a way has kind of created quite a disillusion in the eyes of the public towards things like fame. And because, I mean, really, these days, like, I feel like it's just not desirable, really, like to most people, the idea of being hyper famous. I don't know. I just feel like, why would you? I could understand being hyper successful, like really wealthy, but I don't understand why someone would really crave fame. Like,
neither.
I know that you have actually always wanted to be famous, Toby. So
yeah.
You have some different perspective.
I feel
on this,
that there'd be a lot of people that maybe would have wanted to be famous before that. Now that they've seen how now that they have grown up and the way the internet works now, are like, I don't want that anymore. That's not something I would ever be interested in. But I also think that there's a lot more people that are exposed to what being famous looks like, and being famous seems so much more attainable than it was back before the, you know, YouTube and all that sort of stuff. And I think because of that, it would outweigh it in a way that I feel like there's probably more people wanting to be famous now than there was back then.
I just feel like there's different levels of fame. Between then and now. Back then, being famous was like being in movies and TV or having a very successful radio show with millions of listeners.
Yeah, like you can sing and shit.
You know,
now you can be famous
for
like anything.
And talent and all of those things. And, you know, there was a lot of attention, a lot of media attention being put on you. And, you know, whenever you saw on the street, like people would fucking freak out. Giant crowds would follow you. Like, you know, that kind of fame.
You're literally larger than life.
Yeah, that fame is undesirable. Like, to me at least, like, you know, to the point where like your fame becomes a detriment to your quality of life is fucking horrifying. Like, I would not be able to fucking deal with paparazzi camping outside my home, like, or anything like that. People flashing pictures, blocking my car, blinding me with flash when I'm trying to fucking, you know, get out of my driving space. Like, you know, I look at the fucking freak out videos of celebrities like breaking cameras and fucking screaming at paparazzi, man. And the fucking paparazzi eat that shit up. I think they're the fucking scum of the earth. Fucking people that invade privacy and fucking do that. Like, dude, if I was like that kind of famous, like I'd have bodyguards just fucking whack them with batons. Like, honestly, dude, like fuck those people.
You can't do that. Swear.
The reason
whack them with batons.
The reason paps are still around, though, is because people consume what they make. Like,
I know.
Like, now there are paparazzis that have their own YouTube channels. Like,
what
there's that one. There's this one paparazzi guy, the Hollywood Reporter, the Hollywood something, who literally just sits outside the, you know, the hype house and stuff, the TikTok kids, and just interviews them as if he's their friend. Like, he just walks up to them and with his camera, or he'll film them on their balcony, like recording TikToks and stuff, and he'll just sit there and like say stuff to himself. It's really creepy.
What a fucking leech.
So it gets millions of views.
It's fucking crazy.
I've fallen down a rabbit hole a couple times of watching Justin Bieber paparazzi videos, because I was always very fascinated by him, because, you know, he was like, I just couldn't imagine being like that young, that much fame, that much success at that early age. Like, fucking Jesus Christ, like holy shit. And it's really interesting watching the paparazzi approach it, because it's normally like the same group of people and they kind of know him now, you know, they kind of like, they know each other. And it's very interesting just watching this young guy who's clearly like, I think there's been like an arc with it for him where at first he was like, you know, I probably didn't know how to deal with it. And then started getting really angry at the paparazzi for like, fuck, just leave me alone. Like let me be a normal person, like lashing out a lot, like pushing cameras out of the way. And then he reached this weird point where he started just trying to reason with them, where he basically like, I feel like he just gave up and be like, these people are not going to change. Like me being aggressive, telling them to get in my face, it's not working. Like, and he's just like pleading with them, like, please just like leave me alone. Like, I just want some space. Can you guys please, like, he's being like really nice. Like, yo, just back up a little bit. It's like, please just keep yourself like, just like a couple meters further away from me, man. I'm just trying to get to my car. Like, I hope you're having a good day, guys. You know, just like being like very,
he's just
it's
trying
like
to kill it with kindness kind of thing.
Kill it with kindness sort of thing. But these people are unrelenting. It's always like, hey, Josh, guys, get a quick photo. What do you think about this? He's like, oh, man, I don't want to talk about that. Just keep asking. Like, they don't, they do not care.
I wouldn't,
they do
I
not
wouldn't
care
be
at
able
all
to handle it. I wouldn't be able to handle
that's
that.
Insane.
Like, if I were
so
at that level of fame, dude, I'd fucking go bananas. I'd break noses and cameras. Like, yeah. I would fucking that shit.
He did go bananas. You know, Justin Bieber went through this crazy, like, dark spiral for ages, where he was just acting out, doing crazy shit.
I saw this crazy video recently with paparazzi where this paparazzi guy, it was the TikTok kids again, like Charlie D'Amelio and whatever the names are. Mm-hmm. Those people, they like just got off a flight and he was at the gate that they arrived at. And he just walked with them as if he was their friend, and they were just having their own conversation. And every now and again, he would like chime in and like ask a question, and they wouldn't acknowledge him at all. But he was just like walking around like he felt like he was part of their group. It was so creepy.
It's creepy. It's so creepy. These are young girls, man. Like really,
they're like under 18,
16.
Yeah,
yeah. And you're just walking with the camera, just pretending like you're their friend. It's so creepy. It's disgusting.
You
know, it's obviously way worse now with the internet. Back in the day, I feel like it would have been easier to manage, and that fame actually had this sort of this aloofness and this allure to it, which was very mysterious. Like, oh my God, this person's larger than life. They perform to sellout arenas. They perform in the number one Hollywood films. They must be their lives must be insane. They're very wealthy. They're surrounded by hyper elite people. You know, and more or less, like their personal lives were private because the internet didn't exist.
Yeah.
Now the internet exists. Now there's every day you can read something new about someone that you don't know, some crazy fact.
It doesn't even have to be true.
Anything.
It doesn't have to be true. It doesn't even have to be true.
It could just be complete rumors.
Complete fucking rumor, complete lie.
Or just a complete stunt. Like there are so many examples of like fake photos that were like of like a celebrity cheating. Like remember like Travis Scott had this whole thing happen where like it was just not even him in the photo. But he was with another woman, and everyone was like, and just because of the title, the news just ran with it. Like, I treated like whatever, you know.
And now there's like, deepfakes and shit too.
It's like, why? What is desirable about being in that position anymore? You know,
yeah.
Like, I would try and avoid it as much as possible. Enjoy the wealth, enjoy everything else that comes with it, but fucking engaging with this weird online sphere of influence. It just seems strange to me. You know,
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on this topic, but
I like this topic.
It fucking happens.
You know, it's weird because back then it was just people with actual legitimate cameras taking pictures. So you knew like, you know, you fucking knew at least that you were being filmed or recorded or the pictures were being taken. But now you just be walking down the street. Fucking 20 people notice you. They pull out their fucking phones and they don't even tell you they're recording. You do anything anywhere and people will fucking know.
Yep.
You know, that's
paranoia,
man.
About what you were wearing that day. Next thing you know, there's an article about who you're with or blah, blah, blah.
That's just paranoia, dude. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Someone filmed me the other day.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I was out for, when I was in Christchurch, I was out for a lunch with my family and these kids walked past and were like trying to like sneakily film me, but they were like very clearly focusing their camera like to see me. It was really strange.
Did you confront them about it?
No, I just kind of laughed about it. I thought it was like, they were like young kids, but it's such a strange feeling knowing that someone's trying to film you without you knowing.
Well, it's interesting because to them, like, you're not really a person that they ever expect is going to be in their life, right?
Yeah.
So to you, they're just, to them, you are just a spectacle.
Yeah.
You are just something to show their friends that you saw.
Probably, yeah.
Which is very peculiar.
It's like bragging rights, right?
It's very peculiar because it's not really even about, they, you know, the weirdest thing about that sort of thing, and, you know, we're not that famous or anything.
No.
Like, I don't want to make it seem like we're trying to, like, say that we're mainstream celebrities, but you know, we all have had to deal with to this, you know, this sort of sphere of we've all had to deal with fans and with like, you know, people filming us and things like that, you know, in this job and in this field. And I've lost my point. I've lost the plot. I just completely forgot what I was gonna say at the beginning of this. Toby, improv.
Yeah, and I don't know. But, I mean, with the, like, you know, being filmed and stuff, it is so interesting because if you think about before the internet was, like, a really big thing, or even when, like, social media was just kind of beginning to blossom, like, if I saw someone that you know, you I wouldn't normally think I would come across in my life, like you said, I'd you know, grab a photo with them, and then, you know, the photo would just sit in my phone or in my camera or whatever, and collect dust, do nothing.
I mean, what I was going to say is that the weird thing is that you never know if these people actually like you. You never know if these people are actually a fan of you, or if they just know of you and so they just want to show that they met you. You know what I mean? Like, not that they dislike you necessarily, but they could just, like, not really care about you at all, not care about anything that you do, but they just know who you are. And so when they see you, they still will pretend like they care, or like pretend, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not sure.
But in,
like,
reality, it's more just like, look, I came into contact with this person in this position. Like, that's, how crazy is that sort of thing?
Yeah.
I think it's less about taking the picture for the personal memory, and it's more about taking the picture to be able to have bragging rights and to be able to show your friends and look cooler in your own social circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's also, like, another side of it too, where there is, like, the clout involved with being friends with someone that is in that position, to the point where, like, someone, you know, like, people can get places just because they know, you know, a celebrity or someone, or, like, they're, you know, they're kind of friends with someone, and, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm friends with Fitz. Yeah, look, here's photos of me with Fitz and stuff, and then that can, like, get them places. You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know where the hell that would get them.
Not into the German nightclub. Definitely not.
Like a Denny's or something.
Not into that German nightclub. Wouldn't get you in there.
Oh, fuck no.
But I mean, there's totally clout chases that are, like, into people's friends and stuff. And, you know, because it's like, that's, like, as close as they can get to being a part of that person's life.
There was this one movie that I heard of. I forgot the name of it. And I forgot, basically,
is Matt gone?
No.
Yeah, I don't know where Matt went. His fucking camera's off. Okay, whatever.
Keep going.
There was this one movie that someone brought up to me. I forgot the title, but it was that somebody was stalking, like, this famous Instagram girl or something for, like, it was this girl who was stalking another girl on Insta, and she knew, like, her routine and everything, and then she like ended up meeting her somewhere and then pretended to be, like, you know, like, she didn't know who she was and everything. And then they became friends, and then she used her.
I think that's Tonya.
Like, I think maybe.
Yeah.
But like, then she grew, like, her own social media, and they, like, used her to advance a career. And it was all a sociopathic manipulation kind of thing.
That is so gross.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's a movie, but I'm sure, like, it has to be rooted
totally
in reality.
Happen.
Oh, yeah. Social climbers are 100% a thing.
Yeah,
like, especially in LA. Oh my god,
fuck
oh,
LA, man! So LA, it's terrifying. The one thing I hate about about LA is that fucking culture. Like, you know, beautiful city. The people there are pretty nice. The food is good. Mm-hmm. The weed is good. But just like the culture is just so.
It's very competitive. It's a very competitive culture.
It's,
I mean, it's been that way since the Hollywood days. It's cutthroat, and it's all about, like, what your influence is, you know, and who you are, like, mattering.
Yeah, it's,
like,
about power, you know, and how many kids you can touch before you get caught.
Oh, fuck. You know, yeah. Something really fucking, this is like a different topic, but I was going through my friend's Instagram stories today, and one of my friends posted a story that was like from their past. It was a video of them just like walking down the street and then showing a car that was like slowly just driving beside them. And she was talking about how like she didn't share it anywhere because it was just like, oh, I'm filming them, you know, to show what happened, to show that there was someone doing this. But it's just such a like normal part of like their life that it wasn't so crazy that they wanted to post it somewhere that someone was fucking following them down the road while they were out late at night and stuff. And apparently,
out late at night and a car was just slowly trailing them while they were walking.
Yeah. Like driving right beside them, not trying to be subtle or anything, just driving right That's beside crazy. Them. Like they were trying to, like kidnap them or something. Yeah.
It's that lack of even shame that makes it really
terrifying.
Dystopian. You know, because it's like they view you as like so not a person that they're not even ashamed of what they're doing. They don't even realize, oh, I'm being creepy right now. I'm being weird. Like, what am I doing? Why am I following this person?
There's no such thing as boundaries.
It's no boundaries. It's just, oh, this person is a spectacle. Like this person, you know, is successful. They have a high follower count.
Or they're
very,
cool
very influential.
Kind
like,
of thing.
I am. And, you know, maybe it comes from a place of them like putting themselves below this person because they just think like, oh, this is a, you know, hyper competent, like very successful person. Like why would they care if I'm following down the street? Like, what does it matter? Like this person is just very interesting to me. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so strange.
Yeah. So creepy.
How unusual. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck all of that shit, man. Fuck all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of celebrities are kind of loving the pandemic for this reason.
Because, that's so true. Actually.
Masks probably make it a lot easier to go out unnoticed, but also, you know, things are probably less crowded and, yeah, Swagger Souls obviously never has to deal with this in his life. He's kept his face a secret.
Yeah, and I can go out with a mask, and it's normal. Now it's normal.
You probably get recognized more wearing a mask. They see everything from like the eyes up. They're like, that's him. That's the one.
That's actually so true. I wonder if you'd be more recognizable with or without it.
I wear this, but I have my hair out, so I'll like fold it down like around my neck and I'll just pull it up like that. So I think it's the hair that would throw people off. And I'm not going out with the chainmail or anything either. But
that's actually, have to like lock into your eyebrow region to really know if it was you or not.
Yeah, dude. These luscious brows, these trimmed, beautifully plucked brows.
Got some thick ones, man. I'm jealous. I've always had such skimpy little eyebrows. They're basically like, you know, they're nothing compared to yours.
Thank you.
I'm so emasculated.
What have you been getting up to, Matt?
PCP mostly.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Try
Uber
some
Eats?
Of that.
Are you trying to join Uber Eats?
Well, I want to. I got a motorcycle recently and I want an excuse to drive it.
Wait, you got
can't...
a motorbike?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I want an excuse to drive it because we're not actually allowed to drive recreationally here in Melbourne right now with the stage 4 restrictions. We're only allowed to drive for like food and shit like that and only within like a 5-kilometer radius. So I was like, I want to do like Uber Eats just so I have like an excuse to get practice in and drive places.
Fair.
Like, I don't even care about the money. Like, fucking just want to drive.
You just say you're hungry.
Yeah.
Just if you ever get pulled over, oh sorry, I'm starving. Just gonna get some food.
Well, I was gonna do that, but I got freaked out because my bike was in a shop for a few days, and then it finally got out. I went to drive it, and I was sitting at a red light. Another bike pulls up to me. I look over at him. He nods at me. I nod at him. I wasn't even trying to race this guy, but like the light turns green. He's already like 5 meters in front of me. He's got like a proper fast bike, and I'm like revving mine up, and I hear him like, "Oh man, His bike whines really loud. That's a loud ass bike." And then I see lights flash and I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's not the bike making that noise. There was like a cop sitting right behind him at the light, apparently.
Ooh,
I pulled him over. So now I'm like kind of like busted. Sketched out driving now. So I want to have like an actual excuse if I'm out driving.
Yeah, I got pulled over recently. It's terrifying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, even if you haven't done anything wrong, it's so
you're
scary.
Like, fucking like you automatically think you're fucked. Like I pulled over too when they pulled that guy over. I thought they were pulling me over too and asked him. I'm like, nah, you're good. You can go.
It's easy.
I got pulled over before stage 4, but it was still like I was out late at night and I was driving to Ryan's, literally a 5-minute drive. And I'm over there and I don't have a mask on and like, you know, the guy pulls me over basically. I get pulled over. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm getting kind of nervous. Big bloke tells me to wind down the window. He's bald. He's very menacing. He's got a mask on. He's like, where are you off to, mate? I was like, oh, I'm just going to work. He was like, are you at 10 p.m.? I was like, yeah, actually, I'm just going to my manager's house. He's like, what do you do? And I was like, it's kind of weird. I'm kind of like, I have a podcast and I'm sort of like a social media guy. He's like, oh, he's like, so, and I didn't have my license on me either. He's like, can I see your license? I was like, no, I don't have my license. He's like, okay, well, you know, fucking, how am I supposed to believe anything you're saying then? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I guess you just have to take my word for it. He's like, where's your license from? I was like, okay, it's a New Zealand license. So he can't even look it up, my license. He has zero idea if I'm actually telling the truth or not. For all he knows, I could have just stolen this car. I'd be driving around. Jesus. And I just have this like really weak excuse that I'm going to work at 10 p.m. To my manager's house. I mean, eventually I kind of like, I think he started believing me. I mean, at worst came to worst, I could be like, oh yeah, here's my podcast. Like, here's me. I'm on the show.
Hi, yeah, true.
And probably believe me then, but I don't know. It was scary, man. I was sweating. He went back to his car for a good 10 minutes, just looking shit up about me. So he's like, where do you live? What's your address? Where are you from?
Damn.
Very weird.
Hmm. Yeah, dude. I got my car recently. I've been driving that around a fair bit. It's been pretty good.
It's a very nice car.
Yeah. Got it registered. Got my license. They give you a paper license for like the first 3 weeks until they send you the real one in the mail.
So like a placeholder?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have that. Fuck your car, dude. You got a cat recently.
Dude, I did. I was hoping she'd fucking walk in through the door and maybe like say good day, but I think she's downstairs in her scratching post, just kind of holding on.
So you've committed to calling the cat by its proper pronouns. You're calling it her.
Yeah, it's her and she.
It's a female cat.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. It's like Toby.
You were told
they, them.
Yeah.
You were told it was a male cat originally. And
yes,
very,
I was.
Well,
yeah, I was told it was a male cat until I paid the full price and they stuck it on an airplane. And then they were like, oh yeah, by the way, we got a checkup for the cat. It turns out we misgendered it. They weren't testicles. I guess they were just really fat pussy lips. And then fucking
did not say that.
Apparently it's a fucking girl, dude. Apparently it's a fucking female. So, I mean, you know, it's probably better that way because I'm not going to have a fucking cat spraying semen on my walls. But
is that what they do? They spray
like their anal glands and shit, and they mark scent and territory when they become of age. But female cats won't do that.
Aren't there some cats that spray and some cats that just do that by rubbing their cheek on shit?
Oh, well, they do both, but males tend to spray. Female cats, I don't think they spray. I could be wrong. I'm not a fucking cat expert. But no, she's been here for like 3-4 days. She's chilling. She's eating food. She's growing. She's, you know, I'm playing with the laser toy, like laser pointer, and she's digging it. And one thing I found out is that if you use the laser pointer and they can't catch the red dot, they actually get anxiety. They get very anxious because they're not able to catch it. So what I do is I have a bunch of treats. And I throw them on the floor, and then like I'll do the laser dot, and I'll lead her to a treat, and she'll pounce on it, and then she'll eat it, and that's like the reward. It's like she successfully caught it. So
she got the kill.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wholesome.
Yeah, dude, she's so adorable. She's really skittish. Like I can't really, you know, I'll put my hand down to pat her, but she'll just fucking book it somewhere else. But like she'll be in a room with me, and she'll lie down, and I have been able to pet her. It's usually after I feed her. But dude, she purrs really loud.
What she realizes that you are her sole source of survival.
Mm-hmm. She'll love me.
The one that feeds her, then she will come around.
Exactly.
You just got to keep, you know.
It's like a week, 2 weeks usually is what it is. And she has to adjust, dude. She was on an airplane. She's flown over from Tasmania to Melbourne.
I wonder what it's like being a tiny cat, tiny little kid and taking on a massive airplane.
When she got, I remember driving over there. She fucking gets out. They take her out of the plane, the carrier thing, and then they put her on a cart and they wheel her over. And as soon as I pick her up, dude, she's shaking in the bank.
Really?
She's scared and cold because it was like fucking 6 a.m. And we brought her inside and it had nice heated floors in the laundry room. And she just fucking stayed in the litter tray for like, it must have been like 6 or 7 hours. And then I went down and we just took the lid off and we picked her up and took her out and gave her food and pet her, and then she got used to it. But god damn it, dude, is she cute.
cute. Good for you, man. That's awesome. That's definitely a nice little thing to receive right at the beginning of this lockdown here.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
You should come around, dude. Totally. Come around after the podcast and come see her.
Yeah.
Get a pet in.
Yeah.
I can pick you up.
It's so soft. They're so soft at that age. It's crazy.
Yeah, so dude. Soft. She's so soft. Yeah, Matt came over for lunch like fucking 2 days ago. And I was surprised. He managed to pet her.
I got it by surprise. Wow. It was like laying down on the steps while we were coming down.
Yeah, so
I got, like,
sleeping.
Sneak attack in there.
The cat whisperer.
So cute. Yeah.
Was he okay again? He's so cute.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that it's been an hour, I guess.
Yeah.
So we can wrap it up if we want. Does anyone have anything that they're trying to say? You want to use your platform for good? Anyone?
My house tour just came out. Watch my house tour. I spent 3 months
your
on
house
it.
Tour did.
It's amazing.
Dragon painstakingly worked on his house tour video, and it's finally out. So go check it out if you want to see the conditions in which Swagger Souls lives.
Mm-hmm. You want to see this entire room right here, not just the blank back wall? Hey, go check it out
on Swagger Souls YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. As always, thank you to Gamersubs.gg for sponsoring the podcast. Misfits code, Misfits, fucking 10% off. Grab some. It's yummy and good.
I assume...
It's yummy. It's good.
I assume we don't need to mention the merch because it's probably going to be sold out by the time this comes out.
Well, if it's not
sold out, go to scuff.store and check out the new...
I don't even think we could say that.
Can we say that?
It's Scuffed Engineering.
It's Scuffed Engineering merch. It comes in a nice blue or a chalkboard green. It's awesome. I love it. I love my green.
It's really cool.
It's so cozy.
Very, very dumb.
Great quality merch, as always. So good. And the design team, they crushed it. The design is awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
All right,
guys.
Have a good one, guys.
Stay safe out there.
Peace. Stay safe.
Bye. Stay safe.
Wear a mask.
Bye. Wear a mask, you fucking idiot. Bye.